Well, markets on Tuesday finished mixed, but all in all, not a lot of volatility or a lot of movement. Started out all in negative territory, but by the end of the day, markets started to rally a bit. Pretty low volume day. I'm tempted, but I won't do it. I'm tempted to say that the big news is that Mitch McConnell believes Trump committed impeachable offenses. That's according to New York Times reports. Great job, Mitch. Way to stick by the president. But I'm not going to talk about that or mention it. Anyway, markets are searching for a little bit of positive momentum. And it looks like right now that big tech firms also aren't going to be doing much in the future, except becoming more and more of a arm of the U.S. government and the state-run media, all for the sake of their ideology. And yet people continue to invest in these companies, yes, even conservatives investing in many of these FANG companies that are looking for more ways to shut down conservative speech. Yeah, with that in mind, I'd like to mention that there's a press release going out today or tomorrow in reference to what Timothy Plan is doing. Timothy Plan has written a scathing report on the FANG stocks and what they are doing to corrupt the nation. There's going to be some press in and around the fact that Timothy Plan is continuing to stand fast and strong and never include any of those in any of their ETFs or mutual funds. This is going to take on a lot of problems. They will likely be shut out of their social media accounts. And I had a long meeting with Art Alley at Timothy yesterday indicating that this press release has to go out. I told him to do it. Kingdom needs to hear what you are doing and the thoughts about it. So I would ask you to pray for Timothy in all of this, and that you continue to stand by them, as I will, in a strong and powerful way. I think this is a great, great thing that they're doing. I'm glad they're doing it. You know, let the markets and these mutual fund companies don't have any respect for them now. They are constantly being shunned. And I say, great, and what a blessing to be persecuted. So I just throw that out there as well. And of course, we need to be praying for the conviction of the hearts of the remnant that is left in Congress. We need to be praying for the convictions, the hearts and the minds of the Supreme Court justices, wherever they are, and pray that they would be convicted in their heart that silence and willingness to participate or defend the Constitution ought not be an option. And we need to pray for our president, pray for his strength, his wisdom, his conviction, his steadfastness, for his love of America and the American people and the American worker. I suspect he will, and I look forward to the future. And the possibilities are too endless to really decipher and narrow in on exactly where the markets could be going. But I do know this much. One thing will never change. The markets will at some point follow the economy. And the economy almost certainly at some point start to falter. And I give it about 6 months before that starts happening. If the Biden administration is appointed, I would remind you that everywhere in world history, wherever the socialist or Marxist regime took over, things changed very, very rapidly. And I don't expect, if it happens here, that it's going to be any different. Well, with all of that in mind, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we're having two conference calls. We're having our normal scheduled conference call that we're doing on Thursday. I'm afraid to change that because too many people might not get the message that we're having another one tomorrow evening. So we're going to do this tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time and 6 o'clock Central Time. I know I originally said that I was not going to record it, but I am going to record it because I don't believe that anybody can afford to miss this very special event that I'm talking about. What I am going to be talking about is the Great Reset that so many of you have heard about, that you are talking about. And I am going to share for the first time some of the facts about that. You have heard every conspiracy theory out there about it by now, but I want to remind you, some of you have heard this for the first time and you're thinking, wow, this is really scary. I want you to understand that it may be the first time you're hearing it, but it's been around for 38 years. And for 36 years, I have been analyzing and watching it and doing research. So I'm not talking about it for lack of knowledge, but I am trying to not enter into the realm of conspiracy theories, nor do I want to add to the fear that has already been placed on people. But I think it's time, because of the questions that I've received, I want to say that it's time for me to talk about it. So here's what I'm going to do. Just a heads up, it's going to be very boring, so you might want to miss it. But I am going to go through a little bit of I'm going to go through my facts. I'm going to go to the facts, not what I think they are, not what they could be, or not exaggerated in any way. I am going to speak only about the facts that have been around this for 36 years. Then I will give my opinion about what I think it means for the world, for America, and for you and I. I am not going to put out a great big theory, write a book, sell a newsletter, sell gold, sell anything else. I'm just going to point out the facts. You are free to do with it what you want in your mind. As I've mentioned, I'm going to record it because I'm going to trust all of you to hold it in the strictest of confidence. And that you're not going to expose it by putting that recording out to the general public. That happened once before, and I stopped recording my conference calls for about 3 years. I don't want to have to do that again, obviously. But, you know, this is something that I'm putting out for financial issues. Listeners, I don't need any fame or fortune or pats on the back for any of this. It's not what I want. It's not what I'm looking to accomplish. I am looking to feed the sheep. I am looking to help all of you, God's people, understand something so that you can make good decisions. All right, so that's all happening tomorrow night. We'll continue to pray and stand firm on our core values.